What has your dog destroyed? I feel
bless
like
your heart. Bless your heart.
I feel like recently this has been a thing, and I don't know if it's a result of my dog Dougal's age. He just turned 3, but I feel like he should be growing out of this sort of phase. So
should be, I think.
So I don't know how to get him to stop, short of putting him in a crate whenever we leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily want to do that, but we threaten it, I feel like, every week. And he's a dog. He doesn't
sure.
understand.
Absolutely.
We tell him, look, do you want to go in a crate?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at you and cocks his head and goes, hi.
I love you too, Daddy. I love you too. I don't know what we're talking about, but I love it.
Yesterday, I get home from work. I walk in, and usually the sign that he's done something he knows he shouldn't have mm-hmm. is that when he greets us at the back door and runs out.
Oh, okay. He just deuces him out.
Yeah, he's like, see you guys.
Okay.
So walk in.
He's leaving the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Walk in and see that he has, for the second, third time in a couple weeks, destroyed some of these decorations that we have called winter. It's our winter white decorations. And we have these like little like forest, like these little grays. It's a lot of grays and whites. And it's these little gray squirrels and so cute little like nature scene and stuff like that. But
are they made of styrofoam cores?
Well,
styrofoam at the core of them.
Yes. And
okay. Yep.
And,
yep. Peaches did that. She ate a bunch of those.
They have like almost like realistic like fur on the outside, and they're really cute. And my wife does a good job of picking these things out, and they have lasted a long time.
Yep.
We've had them for years.
Longer
than Dougal's been around. Yes.
Yeah.
And we don't have them in spots like next to his food dish.
Uh-huh.
We don't put these squirrels in places where he could typically go unless he actually gets up on his hind legs and tries for it.
He's tall when he does
he
that.
Does. When he does that, he's a big dog. He's a pit bull. He's about 60 pounds. And so when he stands on his hind legs, he could probably put his paws on your shoulders. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So get home and see there was a massacre.
Oh, no.
There
the village destroyed?
There was... No, the village was fine.
Oh.
The village was fine, Kelly.
Okay.
It was the squirrel... was absolutely destroyed,
aww,
torn to bits.
Oh,
I bring him in and I say, Dougal, and he gets down on his belly, and he kind of looks away and he's like, I've done something wrong. I have done something wrong again.
But
and I'm
Daddy
like,
is paying attention to me, and that is a good thing still.
And so I don't know how to stop this. And the worst part of it is not the fact that I had to go through and clean up all this stuff and that these are irreplaceable things, because they are replaceable things. It's telling my wife. Because she's the one who meticulously goes through and decorates this stuff.
Mommy's going to be mad.
And she was.
Yeah.
She was.
Did she threaten to rehome?
Yes, of course.
And
crate and all this. And Kelly, I'm at a point where I don't know. I don't, like, he's 3 now. I don't know
and
how.
And you're having conversations with him like, help me help you.
And it's like, you know, squirting him with a water bottle or tapping him on the nose with the stuff that he just destroyed.
And you say, no.
These are all things that I've read that you should do. And these are all things that I've done.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to work.
I know. The stunning thing about dogs is they know immediately.
I have done something wrong.
That they've done something wrong, but they cannot stop themselves from doing it.
They have the devil and the angel on their shoulder, but they listen
to
the devil every single time.
Doesn't matter how many times they get in trouble for it, they cannot stop themselves from doing it. Yet at the very end, they always know, oh, no. Oh, no. Daddy is going to be
the
mad
only
at this.
Thing.
But then Daddy will talk to me, and that is still good.
I just enjoy the attention.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'm asking twofold. One, if you have, like, misery loves its company, if you have a good story about your dog destroying something.
Mm-hmm. And how do you can get train them to know the consequence before they do the action so they don't do the action anymore? Do we have, is that possible?
And that's the second. That's this part two of this. If you have any of those, I would love to hear.
Yeah. Because how do we do that? How do we make those lessons stick?
Because honestly, I can't, I don't want to crate him because one, we put the crate away and it's a big hassle getting that stupid thing out and
he's running out of chances.
Anyways. All right. 5027.
Mommy's going to rehome him.
Yes, that's right. 5027951997 is our number.
If you see Dougal on the curb with a little sign with a little for you, a good home, cardboard you know that sign. She's reached the end of her rope.
No, you wouldn't even see the cardboard sign because he would have eaten it. So earlier I was lamenting on the fact that my 3-year-old pit bull Dougal has destroyed yet another item in our house, 99.7 DJX. I'd like to think, you know, oh, he doesn't know better. He's just a sweet boy who's just trying to figure things out, but he's three. He's three. Got a text from Chase said, sounds like he's got separation anxiety going on and essentially punishing you for leaving him alone. He'll grow out of it, but you may have to crate him. That's what I was trying to prevent.
Yeah.
We started crating him, but yes, pit bulls are Velcro dogs and they literally have separation anxiety. Even if you walk in another room, they're like, hey, where are you going? Hey, what you doing?
I will go too. You are probably lonely and I will go with you. I will keep you company.
Yeah, Chase said, my pit bull Gypsy literally destroyed my entire restroom to the point of me having to remodel it. Couldn't even fix it. He ate tile.
Oh my gosh.
He ate tile.
Wow.
My sister's dogs ate the floorboard on our house. Literally ate the floorboard.
You know what? When I first met my husband, he had a pug and a yellow lab, Snorts and Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie was kind of the same way. They lived kind of wild. You know, they didn't really have a certain place to sleep every night. Well, when I first entered the picture, I think Sadie had a problem.
With you.
Thinking, yeah, exactly, because maybe she was thinking, this new person
who
thinks that she is alpha.
Is this?
Yeah. I am alpha. She ate the linoleum floor. She got into the cabinet, ate all the boxed food in there. She ate my Michael Kors heel.
Oh, no.
In the box, fresh from the store. I'd never worn them yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
especially
one was completely eaten, like a little metal ring that was on the side of the strap. That
now
was
I,
the only thing left.
I will give this to my dog. He doesn't eat shoes. He doesn't eat shoes, and actually, he loves socks. But I think he just takes them so he can smell your scent.
Oh, okay.
And, but
so he doesn't like.
He
chew
doesn't
on
chew
them
on them. He just like takes unravel them and curls up with them like a sweet little boy.
Okay.
Swifty Kim rolls in and says, "I have four dogs." So it's always something. Mm-hmm. The worst is they've chewed holes in at least 5 of my Taylor Swift shirts.
Oh, no, no. Oh, not the merch. Oh, leave the merch.
Krista said, my dog once ate a hole in the drywall.
Oh, wow.
I convinced the kids wiped a booger on the wall, and that's what it was going for. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Christy says we had 2 Bassett boxer mixes. They used to make fairy gardens.
Yeah.
Basically miniature plants, miniature chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, made one very expensive with these plants, left for an hour, came back. All the plants were not only dug up, but actually half eaten, destroyed.
Oh.
And they never got out of that tearing up stage.
I hope.
Oh, no.
I hope he gets through this stage.
Oh, no, no.
Oh. Rachel's rolling in with another pit bull story. Would destroy everything every single time we left.
Oh,
and
no.
We decided to try crating her, but somehow moved the bottom piece of the crate and tore up the carpet. And oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Pitties are like that. They are so crazy.
They're determined.
They are. They are.
Oh,
I feel
gosh
for you, Rachel.
Michael says, my bestie has a Frenchie. He has expensive tastes, and his Frenchie ate his Louis Vuitton bag. And then ate the face off his LaBooBoo.
Listen, oh, has no. great taste. Has great taste. Literally great taste.
Oh no. It's like they understand how expensive
that stuff. It's like the separation anxiety stuff. So like pitties are Velcro dogs. If you have a pitty, you know.
Yeah.
And Sean rolls in and said, I had a husky, same separation anxiety, had to crate her after she locked herself in the guest bedroom and proceeded to tear up the carpet and rip the door in half.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Dog.
Oh, very, very dog. Destructive.
Oh, you know what? We did just get a text from a listener and said, try a thunder vest. They make your dog feel calmer. That, honestly, we put our dog in, like, jammies. We'll put our pit bull in like these little shark jammies and little sweaters and little hoodies and things like that.
Adorbs. Doesn't help.
And it does. It does. It chills him out. But it doesn't chill him out to the point where like he won't do bad things. But like if someone comes over, he's not going to get all up in their grill. If we have some, you know, emasculating like little shark jammies on our vicious little boy.
Oh my gosh, Tish says, my dog ate an entire box of brand new Christmas ornaments, not the cheap ones, the family heirloom vibes ones I was saving for when I felt emotionally stable. Oh no!
All right, well, thank you for the stories. I don't know. I keep threatening that I'm going to crate him. He doesn't seem to understand because he's a dog.
Well, at least he's not to Brent's level. Brent's dog destroyed the couch. Not chewed. Strategically excavated the couch.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't lost an entire piece of furniture yet,
no,
have you?
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, that's good. Let's count our blessings.
All right. Hey, thanks for the stories.